demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Big story of the day, and it's a Colorado Buffalo story. I didn't hit this yesterday, so we'll hit it now. Deion Sanders thought the Buffs landed Matthew Bedford, big-time O-lineman. But we got a change of plans. The former Indiana offensive lineman decided to reverse course and transfer to Oregon on Monday. He explained his decision via a post on X. I want to express my deepest gratitude to the University of Colorado and their amazing coach staff and community for their support and belief in me. The Colorado community is so amazing that I made my decision too hastily before weighing all my options, Bedford wrote. Translation?
Yeah, I'm probably not starting there. So.
Or, I got it. There's more money there in Oregon.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, weird stuff, man. So far, I mean, they've revamped this line. I mean, there's no question about it. They've gotten after it. A lot of additions for the Buffs. You know, a guy like Tyler Johnson. They got a safety in Preston Hodge. Tight end. Justin Mayers at the offensive line. So they're... there's certainly Khalil Benson as a linebacker. So they're getting different types of players that are filling those positions of need, but they're still not going to win everybody. I mean, at one point in primetime start with the Buffs, when they were 3-0 or whatever, I felt like, Angel, they're not going to have to compete with anybody because Deion Sanders is the story. It's primetime. Look at all the fame he has, the fame and fortune. Nobody's going to be able to compete with that. But then it slowed down. And he's still getting big names. He's going to keep getting big names. But I just think it's balancing out a little bit. It's slowing down quite a bit here with the celebrity and the hype and all of that surrounding Deion Sanders. Plus, didn't Primetime say at one point, you know, maybe a month or two ago, that he knew that coaches that were recruiting against him were telling some of those players that, hey, he's not even going to be there for very long. Wouldn't Oregon's coach seem to make sense? Dan Lanning seemed like one of those guys that would say exactly that.
Yeah.
Why are you going to CU? He's not even going to be there, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give credit to Oregon. I think I like what they're doing there with their culture and their program. I think Dan Lanning is a pretty solid head coach, and he obviously had the big video in the locker room speech about Deion. You know, we're not playing for clicks and flashy stuff, so maybe that resonates with some people.
Oh, yeah.
I think Deion connects with some other players. They don't want to play for that.
I think that Deion and Dan Lanning are probably other guys, might be more of a contrast. The prime time is the bling. You know, the jewelry, the cars, the bag, the Louis, the music videos. Like, that's the sexy side of it. Then there's the other side that, at least right now, seems to present as more depth. There's just, this is where you're coming to win football games. That's what we're going to do. Now, Primetime's not saying they're not coming to win football games. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. But there are certain ways of doing things. It's the same, the guy that dances in the end zone or the guy that hands the football to the ref. Primetime is like full of guys that want to dance in the end zone, showboat, and all that stuff. Dan Lanning type guys, I'm not saying they don't showboat, but there are guys out there that are not about that life, that style.
Sure, I think, you know, Deion is still shiny enough to where it can attract those types of players, but the reality is you won 4 games last year, started off great, and then you fell apart towards the end of the year, and I know depth, injuries, all that is a factor, but also, okay, what type of coach are you now? It's easy to go to a program that's, oh, we're here, we're ready to go, we're ready to compete, versus, oh, we did not have a great year. where are we going from this point on?
Well, now with this is interesting because at first it was all you could see was the We Coming video, was the Louie, was all that stuff. And it took the country by storm. Everybody was saying it. Everybody was using the We Coming line and all that. And then you get excited about that and think, wow, primetime's changing the game of football. He's changing this thing. Now you see the season play out, and it's like, it's not all perfect. It's not, again, you could argue that you didn't have the right guys from the beginning, but now you're seeing a proof of concept or lack thereof where some of these players are kind of like, that's cool and all, but they only won 4 games, and they weren't that good. So, and they gave up that Stanford loss. So how do we really view this thing? Plus, is he really going to be there for the long haul?
And I think the pressure changes. You know, last year it was easy to say, no, there's no pressure. We get all the guys in here we want. We can just go out and play. Now there's, you better come here to play, but also we have to have success or we're going to get made fun of or we're going to get looked down on or we're going to get disrespected.
You paint that target and you have to be able to take it. You know, you have to be able to take all the criticism that's coming along with the praise. Big Hub says, my true Christmas wish is for Bama to lose.
Why?
Well, I'm rooting against
you. Where's your SEC pride, Big Hub?
Is that how it works?
For everyone except Auburn, yes.
If it were flipped and it was Georgia, would you be rooting for Georgia?
I'd be rooting, you know, for the SEC.
Yeah.
But
root for the brand.
Unless it's Auburn, I can't do it.
Root for the brand?
Tennessee is kind of up there, too. Couldn't do it. But, you know, they'll never be in a playoff consideration anyway.
Stickman really wanting this top take. He's really wanting it. There's a line here we'll get to. Nuggets championship and Joker MVP. Avs championship. CSU hoops go dancing. CU hoops smoke CSU in the first round of the tourney. CSU football go make a bowl game or don't.
Is that a wish or just a statement?
I don't know. I think Stickman hates CSU, but he's wishing that they maybe make a bowl game. CU football make the college playoffs. See, what did I say? I said be realistic here. You want every team that is in the state to win a title. You want everybody to win. Broncos win out and miss the playoffs to get an even higher draft pick. There you go. Chiefs Super Bowl. Whole show best sports talk show award. Could we be going for a third? Whew. See, that's how you butter up a little bit. Good Morning NoCo best morning talk show award. The Den, free beer for a day for all hooligans. Merry Christmas. It's good.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
So every time we read one of these, we will play the old
Santa. You're like Ralphie at the mall on Santa's lap asking for your Red Ryder BB gun, and then he kicks you down the slide.
Latuda says on Twitter, and again, put this out on Twitter, at Whole Show, Broncos, efficient passing game. Nuggets, fast forward to the playoffs. Avs, good health. Rockies, sign that owners are trying. Saw Dick Monfort at the game.
What does trying mean? Like, oh, we're trying to be a 500 team. At least you're trying.
Maybe just getting pitchers, sure. Which they have, kind of.
Let's just keep loading up the bullpen.
CSU beefed up NIL. I think the collective's working on it. UNC blueprint from wrestling applied to the whole athletic department. Got some good wrestlers. Damn good coach.
Yeah, Andrew Lirez headed to the Olympic trials.
Saw that. Think he's going to?
I think so. I watched a bit of his match over the weekend. And
when are the trials? They're coming up, aren't
coming
they?
Coming up soon.
Okay.
But I think he's going to be ready.
CU does not apply. Wyoming not apply. No Christmas wishes for them.
Coal in the stockings.
You don't wish for success or failure.
Didn't we learn this lesson? You know, root for your rivals other than when you're playing them.
I don't think people want to hear that. I tried, Angel. I tried to change the world, but I'm just one man. And they don't want to go with it. They don't want to change. You know what I wish for a Christmas gift is more Nikola Jokic commercials. Hotels.com, like Joker is actually doing a commercial. Is that going to help? Is that going to help his? We always talk, well, Joker doesn't really help himself because he's not out in the national world. People don't get to see Nikola Jokic very often other than, you know, the occasional national games. But here's a, so he's doing it with Peyton Watson. So it's he and Peyton Watson going viewing a hotel. This is the one, the second one, Angel. This is my favorite one so far. Let's give it a listen.
You know, Peyton, seats at the hotel pool are a lot like seats in the game. We have VIPs, we have fair weather fans, and the bench.
Well, who sits on the bench?
Not me.
That's good. Well done. And I love that Peyton Watson goes and sits poolside, like right huddled up next to the stairs.
Like in the little stairs the you little, walk into the pool with.
The little handrail thing.
Yeah.
Like he's cuddled up next to it like he would be sitting on a bench. So Joker goes across the way and sits in, like, you know, beautiful patio furniture out near the pool. And Peyton Watson goes and huddles up next to the arm, to the handrail at the pool. That was cool. And then there was another one where, I don't think we even need to play it, but it's they're just walking through the hotel lobby, and they have Joker's leading a pony with him as well. And Peyton Watson's like, "Don't you think this is weird? You know, the old two guys and a horse walk into a hotel or bar." And he's like, "It's not a horse, it's a pony.
It's pet friendly.
It's pet friendly." That's but the outtakes were great. So who does, I'm guessing Joker's agent hooked him up, finally got him on an ad.
Yeah, so I mean, well, he was talking over the summer about how he just wants to go swim in his pool. So, you know, plenty of time to just film some commercials.
I love it.
I think they brought the horse to just entice him.
Is that his pony?
Probably not.
That's great. And Peyton Watson doing it with him is funny, too, because it's not Jamal, it's not AG, it's not MPJ, it's none of the sexy guys from, although Peyton Watson's a fine player, and I think he's getting better and better every night. But I thought it was a nice, I thought that pairing was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I'd like to see a little more fun side of Joker.
Nuggets win big last night, 130-104. Joker played 28 minutes. He had 8 points, 7 assists, and 9 rebounds. Didn't play in the fourth. Nuggets had this thing pretty much whipped by mid-third period. Luka Doncic was amazing. He had 38 points. He had a ton of points, dude, but it wasn't enough.
That was about it for the Mavericks.
Pretty much. 130-104. Luka pretty much had 40 of those. And outside of that, we saw Morris in this game, too. Markieff Morris played in this game. He played for 13 minutes. I didn't see anything weird, did you? Any kind of interaction between the two?
Did see Reggie Jackson put in a nice 20 points.
Well, the bench was great. 62 points from the bench.
Very good.
That's what you want. Zeke Nnaji, was that his best game of the season so far? 14 points for him, 4 boards, 2 steals, or 2 assists, 1 steal and a block. Peyton Watson, 10 points for him. Christian Brown had 6 points. Strother had 12. As you said, Reggie Jackson with 20. You get 4 or 5 guys that can really start to produce. No, that's the big concern about this Nuggets team is the bench. That was a bench night.
Where are you at with Reggie?
I feel much better about him with the Nuggets. At the beginning of the season, I thought, I think it's going to fizzle, and they're going to end up moving on from Reggie Jackson. But you were right. An offseason with the Nuggets, Reggie Jackson has shown that he can be a very big piece to what the Nuggets are doing coming off the bench. I feel very comfortable.
Well, I know Aaron Gordon in the post game was like, he could win the sixth man of the year.
Yeah, he was pushing for that. And then he kind of threw some shade. He's like, yeah, but the NBA is not paying attention to us anyway.
Good.
Yeah. And Gordon also says he's complaining. Is it the ankle? He still is like, yeah, it's pretty much all. Is it the ankle? Something.
I thought it was his back.
Is it back? Is it shoulder? Who knows? It's something.
Something is weird.
But he still's like, I'm always in pain.
Jamal's in pain all the time.
They're all hurting, man. 40 games in, or 30 games in. Are we 30 games in? Yeah, 30. Almost 30. Maybe. Close to 30.
28.
28 games in. You're in the stretch. Stretch here. Murray had 22. Gordon with 21. That was his season high, wasn't it? 21 points for him, 5 assists, 5 boards. He was everywhere. And that was a nice little dub, beating the Mavericks. Mavericks were cooking, and, you know, as far as the playoff spot, again, like I said yesterday, I don't think we're looking too deeply into standings yet, but anytime you can beat a team that's in front of you, you're happy about that.
3.5 games back from the Timberwolves, half game back from the Thunder.
I'd like to see Denver just get in and dominate and get in that one spot, take over. Coming up next for them, they've got Toronto. They're all, road trip time.
In Toronto,
in Brooklyn, in Charlotte. And then Christmas is the Golden State game in Denver.
You got a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday as well.
Kind of a tough little schedule here. A lot of games in a short amount of time. And then they get a break after Christmas. They won't play until Thursday against Memphis.
Speaking of Memphis, John Morant is...
Is he back?
He's back tonight.
Back tonight. Who they got?
New Orleans.
I saw Draymond Green. Speaking of suspensions, Draymond Green's expected to miss 3 weeks. So they have given it kind of a timetable. He is seeing a counselor now, and they're going through it. Is he away at a place, or is he just like still at home, and then he just has to go for an hour or so?
I mean, he's still got to do his podcast. So.
Well, I didn't know if he was like staying at a place.
I have no idea.
I don't know if that's common. I do too, because he's dangerous on the floor. He used to be fun to watch. Some people really didn't like him even back in the day, but. He used to be fun to watch. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What's your Christmas wish for the teams that we cover on the whole show here? Or just wherever you want to take it, Eastside Chris, to get the free cover charge, Den Pass badge.
Well, what's the cover, like $2?
I don't know.
Got to read a paragraph of a book.
I love how I ask a question like, what are your Christmas wishes for these teams? And you guys create your own thing.
The Den is a part of this team.
I guess.
They are the unofficial sponsor.
They get more play than one could imagine. Yeah. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk about the history of Drew Locke and the Russell Wilson dynamic. That is my poll question of the day. If you could pick today, Russell Wilson or Drew Locke as your starting quarterback? Think about it. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. Christmas time is Monday, and you don't want to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the last-minute shoppers. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor now, like when you get off work today or tomorrow or Thursday, and pick up what you're going to need. Maybe like Angel suggested, and actually now that you said this yesterday, I've been thinking, maybe I will do the spiked eggnog thing. You know, change it up a little bit. You know, 'tis the season. So, wait, can you buy... Probably at On the Rocks Liquor. Can you buy just, it comes together, it's spiked eggnog, or do you have to buy the eggnog and then buy whatever goes in it? I know nothing of this.
I'd imagine there's a brand or two that makes spiked eggnog, but if you prefer a particular type of bourbon or whiskey that you want to throw in there with your own, maybe you like a specific eggnog and you want to do a specific whiskey.
Is it whiskey is that what you mix with it?
I believe so.
I honestly don't know.
I've tried it with Fireball before.
And it's good?
For a little bit of cinnamon in there.
It's good. It's good.
It works. Definitely works.
Whatever Clark Griswold drinks, and that's spiked eggnog, right? Whatever he's...
No, that was like in the living room. Like,
whatever he's
drinking that stuff.
I don't know. I think it was... Whatever he's drinking in his little moose cups looks so good. Well, I don't know if there's alcohol
moose,
in it.
Right?
But yes. Those are
hilarious. He like drinks it, and then like his eyes get all wide, and he starts to go on his rant a little bit.
Yep, it's good. It's good. It's funny, man. That's a great one, isn't it? All right.
Our coworker's never seen it.
Which one,
Tanner?
He hasn't seen Christmas Vacation.
Never seen it.
No, but ask him about alcohol, and boom, he's right there. Just buy the already alcoholized eggnog. It's delicious. Ask and you shall receive. We ask about, hey, what mixes with this drink? Boom, Tanner's like, bam, I got you, bro. Ready to go. I'm guessing he didn't hear Eastside Chris, his show title for the morning show. Because he did not say anything.
No.
He didn't get mad or anything.
Noco Mornings with Brian.
With
and
Brian,
friends.
Brian and friends.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue as well.
No, but you know, Eastside Chris at this point is just doing it because it's fun.
I mean, it's a different take on the show title because we already combined Noco Now and the Good Afternoon Guy.
Good Morning Noco
into one thing.
Into one thing, and it's Good Morning Noco. Good Morning Noco with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwein. And Eastside Chris had suggested, hey, it's good morning.
It's no go morning.
No go mornings with Brian, Gary, and friends. I love it. I love it. Flying Dutchman. I would have to pick Drew Locke because of the finances involved. But after the season, I would move on to someone else. Drew Locke plays like a Zach Wilson clone. It's Top Take Tuesday, by the way. And that's a take. Is it a top? Don't know.
Don't insult Drew Locke by comparing him to Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Smitty says we should call on the Rocks Liquor right now and ask him. We can. But I know my guy Dave over there, Angel. And you'd have to be ready on that dump button. Do you want to call over? Tell Dave he's going to be on the air. Just call him. Ask for Dave. Say we want you on the whole show. Brady didn't reach out Monday to get the game beer, so we'll promote what the game beer is. But we want to ask him about some holiday spirits.
Well, the internet says brandy's the most traditional alcohol to pair with eggnog.
Or rum.
You can also use a mixture of dark rum and cognac. If your eggnog, if you like it with a bit more of a kick, you could also add bourbon.
Here, I'm gonna share. Doing stuff on the fly, Angel. Let's call on the Rocks Liquor. Let's get Dave on the line. Because we do need to know what are the big, big items. So I just sent you that. Ask for Dave. Let him know he's coming on the air. And don't cuss or do anything crazy like that. We need holiday suggestions for the weekend. We need to know more about eggnog. We need all that stuff. So we're going to see if we can get Dave actually on the line. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. They could be busy. They could be busy, and they don't want to get on. We'll find, we got Dave, or they're going to get him. Okay, man, I'm reading Angel so well right now. We are in sync, or Backstreet, I'm not sure. I'm like Jordan, obviously, / Phil Jackson, and Angel is Scottie Pippen. And we're going to see if we can get Dave on. As Dave, I don't know the last time Dave was actually, if he ever was on the air. Does he not want to be on? He's bashful. Oh, he's typing. I'm watching Angel on the other side of the glass there. Talking to him. Dave must be shy, and I didn't think he was a shy guy. I really didn't. I'm kind of, okay, so he's writing notes down. We're going to find out what the proper pairing is with eggnog. I like eggnog by itself. I've never done the spiked eggnog thing. I've just never done it. But now I need suggestions for other things too, because I'm thinking, you know, Christmas is Monday. I'm off all week next week. I have no idea what we're going to do. It's a staycation kind of deal. I'm sticking around. But, you know, there's going to be nights where stay up a little later than normal and hang out. Dave didn't want to come on.
He's doing some computer stuff. But I did ask him the suggestion, what's the best to pair with eggnog? He did say bourbon or whiskey.
Okay.
Some people can do vodka. He said last weekend he tried a Dutch chocolate vodka that he said was really good.
Dutch chocolate vodka.
Eggnog. Sounds delicious.
That sounds pretty good. Flying Dutchman said rum.
Mm-hmm.
And vodka's easy. Vodka you can mix with anything, pretty much.
You could just drink it.
Yeah, you could just drink it. Yeah, that's fine, too. 35 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quickly. I'll take your suggestions. Give me, like, maybe your family has, like, a certain beverage of choice they go to when Christmas time is around. Maybe you're a wine person. I'm not. I don't mind wine, but that's not where I'm going. But I'm looking for something unique. The eggnog mix kind of thing that makes sense for Christmas. 35 minutes after the hour. Tis the season. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I love it. I'm getting suggestions here now of how we can spike our eggnog, Angel. I'm in on this. I'm going to buy some eggnog. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it this year. Do I put it in a big old bowl like they do in Christmas Vacation? Kind of want to do that, but that's weird too.
Because then you got to leave it out in the living room.
And, yeah, and then if you don't drink it all, then you're going to feel like, what do you do with it if you don't drink it all?
I can only have like a few glasses of it at a time.
Of eggnog?
Because it's very filling.
Yeah.
But it is good.
It is. I've had eggnog. I just don't think about getting it.
Oh, I have to get it around this time of year.
Have you had any yet?
Not yet. I guess I got to go today. And
get some. Well, they're gonna, Dave tell you they had probably eggnog and different mix and stuff over there, or what?
I assume the probably the mixed in ones, mm-hmm. But you can definitely get your mixers at that liquor store.
And On the Rocks Liquor.
Yeah. I almost said Rule 105, but I don't think they sell straight liquor.
Mainly
there.
Beer. Pretty much beer. Flying Dutchman sent me a whole list here. The best alcohols to add to store-bought eggnog. Bourbon, whiskey, or rye. Spiced rum. Brandy, or is it cognac?
I believe so.
Cognac. Tequila.
Ooh. Might have to add a little something else in there.
Mm.
That's a very strong mix.
Bailey's. Would you like some cream with your cream? That seems heavy. That seems like a lot.
I'd do like eggnog with maybe some kind of coffee flavored liqueur or some type.
Kahlua?
Yeah.
Would that be a good one in there?
That would probably be good.
Bonus additions for store-bought eggnog. You can add nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, pumpkin pie spice, apple pie spice. All this sounds really good, and all this sounds like a good idea, but I never do this kind of thing. I'm not a big kitchen guy, like mixing drinks and...
What's a kitchen?
Well, you know, just like... I'm a pretty easy keeper.
You're not a bartender.
I'm not a bartender, and I'm not a kitchen, so I'm not making like gourmet dishes. I'm pouring a bowl of cereal.
That takes a lot of work.
And for drinks, I'm grabbing a beer from the fridge that I bought at On the Rocks Liquor. But I want to try some of this. I want to do it. This is a year to do it. It's a year of change. Already off to new year, new me. We're going to mix more drinks. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is Top Take Tuesday. Some good ones so far. Some of you are going off the Christmas list. You know, what's your Christmas wish for a lot of the teams that we cover, or maybe just you as a sports fan? Eastside Chris chiming in on the Russell Wilson, Drew Lock thing. That's my poll question of the day, by the way. Who would you pick today? Drew Lock or Russell Wilson? Eastside Chris, I'm not sure. Russ left the team with an A list of players. Drew now has those weapons. Looks like a GM coaching issue. I love Tanner. Batman and Debbie. I know that's an inside joke. No. It's another movie Tanner wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have watched it by now.
I don't know if we're saying like the weapons. The guy that caught the touchdown pass last night, he said, Chris, is a rookie. He was not there when Russell Wilson was there. DK Metcalf was there. But I mean,
DK's only good when you get him the ball.
Tyler Lockett was there, wasn't he?
Yes.
Was Kenneth Walker the third there?
Him and Penny and some other guy. But they do a bit more of a running back by committee type.
They do. You know, last night it was just Walker had the hot hand. And he looked good. He refused to go down. Who would you take today? 7-7. You have the chance. You have the Christmas Santa. I guess there's only one Santa. Santa is there and says, hey, you're 7-7. And again, Don't give me the whole, well, you got to install this. We magically, it's Santa, the spirit of magic and all that stuff, the spirit of Christmas. Drew Lock comes over to Denver. It's already the system that he's used to. Not a lot of change. Russell Wilson goes back to Seattle. Same system he's used to. Not a lot of change. Boom. We just trade. Who you taking today?
I think I'd go with Drew Lock.
I would too.
The potential to grow. I think Russ there's this expectation that he needs to be something else. You need to be Seattle Russ, or you need to be the old Russ, and let Russ cook.
It's a weird.
I don't think he's that same guy. I think he can still play well. And we've seen that this year. He's not turning the ball over as much. He's not doing weird, wacky things like missing a guy that's right in front of him and just not throwing in the ball because he just doesn't throw in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I
just think the whole Russ thing has been just not – it's overall, it's going to go down. In my mind, this is going to go down in history as, like, overall bad. You know, had some moments. Unless they squeeze into the playoffs this year. Then you can at least say, well, yeah, it wasn't bad. You got back to the playoffs for the first time in, you know, eight years. So that would be legitimate. So you do have a chance. If you're Russell Wilson, you have a chance to change the narrative. But the narrative right now still says the overall experience with Russell Wilson and the Broncos has been mostly not great. Not great. B-Rad says neither one gets you in the playoffs, so does it matter? Well, for the sake of the question, it matters.
I mean, Seattle could go on a run.
Russ fits more what Sean Payton is trying to do right now and play conservative football, run the football, play tough defense. That's not necessarily Sean Payton's style, so he's forced to do. If Drew Lock is the starting quarterback for the Broncos, they're gonna look a lot more like New Orleans. I'm not saying that he's Drew Brees and it will look the exact same, but you would feel more comfortable with Drew Lock throwing in the middle of the field, throwing down the field often.
I think Russ is just, you know, he's more established in his ways. In how he likes to run the offense. He seems to be more comfortable with making audibles and checks at the line of scrimmage. And maybe this is more just Sean working with him, and I'll meet you in the middle and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we also talk about Sean and a little bit of his ego. Like, does he want to fix Russ, or does he just want to be to prove, like, I can still coach and be a great NFL coach?
Well, I think by fixing Russ, he would then prove that I can work miracles. I truly think so.
Drew Brees a miracle, though?
No, but Russ would be. Taking Russ from what he was last year and putting him... But you haven't. He hasn't fixed him. We got three games left. And we see a better, more controlled version of Russell Wilson. We don't see a guy that's getting sacked instantly. We don't see a guy getting lost in the collapsing pocket instantly. The pockets are cleaner this year. For Russ, even when the O-line wasn't, and they didn't play well last week, but even when they were struggling, you still see room for Russ to kind of move around and decide whether he needs to step up, cut to the left and take off, or just buy a little time so I can go through my progressions and, oh, I guess I'm just going to go to the running back check down anyway. But definitely a cleaner pocket. And that's been Sean Payton. But this Russell Wilson version that we're seeing, how much better is he than last year? Is he that much better? Because I don't think he is. I think he's a little bit better. You just have a better plan in place, and your defense has been very opportunistic. They've been creating turnovers. You didn't have that kind of stuff last year. Turnovers, like we said, man, cannot stress it enough. Those are game changers. You force them, you can win a lot of games you're not supposed to. You turn it over, you're going to lose a lot of games you're not supposed to. That's the great equalizer in sports, is turnovers. Especially in football. 47 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number two. In the third hour, I want more of those, your holiday wish lists, your Christmas wish lists for the teams we cover, or maybe just you as a sports fan. You know, what are you thinking? Drew Lock or Russell Wilson's the poll question of the day. Mike Brohard will join me, give us his thoughts on Torrey Horton coming back to Colorado State. And we got signing day tomorrow. Early signing day tomorrow. So we should expect some big news from a lot of the teams that we're glancing at. NFL playoff picture. And what do we learn? All coming up in the next hour. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your NoCo home of the Denver Broncos.
Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, welcome back into The Whole Show. Shout out to Cables Pub and Grill. Tuesday, it's Burger Madness. For just $9.99, I love a good burger from Cables Pub and Grill. Tell them we sent you here. Cables Pub and Grill, of course, they're the guys. They're the ones that created this Top Text Tuesday that we're turning into Top Take Tuesday. So expect some big things coming from them and some of the other businesses as we go forward into the new year. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Who would you rather have at quarterback for the Broncos? 53% saying Russell Wilson. It's right down the middle. I think there's an interesting group of Russ fans that are like, no matter what Russ does, we love him. We love the guy. We're rooting for him. I like his attitude. He's got a hardworking attitude. He's a nice guy. He's not really controversial. Then I think there are other people that are kind of like, I don't really like his attitude. I kind of want him to have a little more fire than what he's showing. And then I think there's your logical fans that are like, hey, listen, saw some amazing things when he was at Seattle, but we're not seeing it here, and it's too difficult. I am one of those logical fans.
What changed from when he got on the plane in Seattle and landed in Denver?
Well, Hackett ruined him right off the bat, didn't give him a shot, because Hackett was like, hey, Russ, here you are. Here's the keys to the city. Here's the key to the city. You do whatever you want. What did you always dream of, man, when you were at Seattle that you just couldn't do? Well, I always kind of wanted my own office. Done. You're Russell freaking Wilson, and you're married to a pop star. Well, also, Larry back there is my quarterback guy. He does we do everything together. Can he kind of just hang out? Garrett, he's part of the family now. Welcome to the show, Larry. I don't remember the quarterback's coach name. Great. I'd also like to continue doing all my weird, funny videos that I do, like Subway and stuff. That's not really Subway, but it is, but it isn't. And I'd like to, you know, really push my brand, my threes brand, and not so much the Broncos. Bingo. That's your brand. You push it.
Jake Heaps.
I want Jake around here. And Nathaniel Hackett's like, done. Office? Easy. You and I can hang out, man. I can just yell across the hall there, and there you are. That's what changed off the field. And then I think on the field, Nathaniel Hackett they didn't have an identity offensively. And it was that Russ is going to cook. Okay, what is that? His best plays were the broken down plays, and it was kind of like, can you design plays to break down so that he can cook? How do you do that? I mean, it's essentially, how do you make every play a screenplay, but not really the same screenplay principles? Because a screenplay is, it appears as though things are breaking down. The line is not blocking correctly. Oh, wait, yeah, they are. They're just out in front. So how do you do that? That was beyond Nathaniel Hackett. So that's what changed from Seattle to here. Pete Carroll knew what he had. He knew everything about Russell Wilson as far as a football player. He also knew what he was, you know, the parameters he was going to, the lines he was going to draw. Russ, you might have always wanted an office, but it doesn't make sense. You're a football player. You're not an executive. You're not a manager. You're a quarterback. You're a leader, but you're a team leader. You're a player leader. Nothing beyond that. Tom Brady was not that. Peyton Manning was not that. They were still team leaders first. You want to be an executive, whatever, a manager someday? Great. That could be in your future, but that's where it started, I think. And then obviously on the field, you're pairing Russ with a brand new head coach that really didn't design and call the plays every stop. Mainly did it at Jacksonville. Didn't do it with Green Bay. So you had a green head coach, really green, and that's kind of where it started. Final hour of the program coming up, Rashard Mendenhall tweeting out something kind of controversial yesterday. We'll discuss that next. We'll be right back.